When Search first announced the closure of Front Street Clinic last fall due to budgetary constraints, Front Street's behavioral health specialist Mary Fitzgerald says the providers were worried.
What are these homeless people going to do? The winter is coming on. They're vulnerable. But then the community came forward and said, no, this just can't happen. What can we do?
Community donations kept the downtown clinic open while a new board of directors formed to take over for Search. Front Street Community Health Center is able to continue serving the homeless with the help of two major grants, but it's still not enough. The difference will be made up by opening the doors to everyone, from the uninsured to the insured, even cruise ship passengers who have an urgent need. Front Street has been known as a homeless clinic for 10 years. Manager Jana Brewster is happy to continue that work, but hopes Front Street can help others as well.
We wanted people that don't have insurance to have a place to go. I mean, that's the biggest gap in services in any community. People who are working, but they don't have insurance.
Brewster says they've had to turn away community members for years.
Every day we get phone calls from people who are not homeless, who can't find a doctor in town or couldn't find medical care. And now we don't have to say no.
Front Street staff includes 3 full-time and 3 part-time employees. Brewster expects the staff will grow to meet demand.
We have a pediatrician that might come join. We hope we can do more with kids and teens and really expand to just help out overall through the community.
Throughout the 7-month transition, there was no interruption in medical service to the homeless. Dean Smith suffered 4 strokes in 2010. He's been going to Front Street for a couple of years for medical and behavioral health services.
I'm not as nervous about my own health as I was prior to seeing them. Being diagnosed with arteriosclerosis in your head, you know, that's kind of an unnerving feeling. And basically, that means you could have 6 seconds, 6 minutes, 6 hours, you know, you never know.
Smith is happy he can still see Fitzgerald and Brewster now that Front Street is no longer in fear of closing. Brewster says many patients were worried, especially when the old Search sign was taken down at the end of April. The new sign wasn't yet ready.
During that time, it was kind of quiet, and the word was going around that we were not going to be here. In fact, someone even heard we weren't even here anymore. But we put the sign back up, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, everyone's kind of calmed down. They know we're here, and they feel very happy that we're still going to be able to help them. That's the most wonderful part of all of this, is that there are people out there that are so grateful for what we do.
The new Front Street Community Health Center sign is in place, inviting new patients. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.